This is Jazz Backstage at All About Jazz, a Jazz Online production. Featured on this episode is legendary drummer Jack DeJohnette.
So when I have cymbals like my crashes and hi-hats and rides, I'm known for having dry ride cymbals. And I use a China type on my right-hand side. Looked like something ran over it. But, you know, that design actually gives the China type a warmth that China cymbals don't usually have. If they're all even around, they tend to be harsh and hard on the ears. So we discovered through this warped edge, it made the sound of the China type warmer. So it's a nice ride crash cymbal. It's a funky sound, the cymbal, and I really love that. And then the ride cymbals over the years have been drier to medium dry. Now I'm actually moving into a wetter sounding cymbal, and it's actually more like a ride crash cymbal. And for those who've been following my cymbal sound, the dry sound, this will come as a surprise, but it still has a distinctive stick sound, but has more overtones, but they don't wash out, you know, the whole spectrum, you know, of the group ensemble. Crashes, I like to have remind me of the clouds, it's kind of a warm kind of sound that cuts through at the same time. And hi-hats with a sort of fat, meaty sound, but also when they're open, they have a lot of nice harmonics. So the cymbals for me are like the piano, you know, and I use them in conjunction with the drum set, like the sustain pedal you use on the piano. So the cymbals will sustain certain things and interconnect what I'm doing on the drum set. So I'm always hearing colors, and whatever colors the musician is playing, like harmonically, rhythmically, and sonically, intuitively, it sets me off. I know which cymbal to go to, or whether to use a roll or splash, or hitting the cymbal in a certain area, or muting it with a stick. So that's really how I see my cymbals.
You have been listening to Jazz Backstage at All About Jazz, a Jazz Online production.